Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Comedian Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live lost it on students at the University of Central Florida when they violated his no cell phone rule during a stand-up show recently. Now, this is becoming pretty common at stand-up shows where they take your cell phone as you're walking into the venue. They put it in a little like magnetic pouch that you can hold on to it, so you can't open it, you can't take video, you can't take pictures.
Okay.
And then they undo the magnet thing at the end as you're leaving, which is smart, because if you're a comedian and you do the same show city after city after city,
yep,
if all of a sudden your videos are popping up on YouTube,
sure,
and all your jokes are out there, no one's going to want to pay the ticket. So he got really upset when some students started taking using their cell phone during the set. He said, quote, "That's why the world is going to end in 25 years, because you're all effing," and then he used the R word, unfortunately, and then ranted about it, saying you should all grow up. Where's the next generation? Don't you want your parents to be proud of you? Now we'll continue.
We have audio of it too.
Oh,
I mean, what's really weird about this whole thing is Pete Davidson's 25.
So he's,
and he wasn't trying to be funny. This is not,
no,
him.
Obviously.
You can hear people uncomfortably laughing in the audience, but he's not trying to be funny.
Film everything, but not enjoy the show for an hour. Then, like, I don't gotta be here. I can just give them their money back.
I can't understand what he's saying.
He said, if you...
I don't have to be here. I'll just give you your money back for the people. Okay.
So, I mean, this kind of happened like when I was telling you the story about when I saw Aziz Ansari in Reno.
Still
like,
not how you say his name.
And he lost it like on someone in the audience because they were trying to correct him on how to say Nevada, because he said Nevada.
Right.
And it was like he wasn't... They weren't trying to
heckle
be
him.
Rude. It was just like, hey, you're saying the name of the state you're in wrong, and he lost it.
That's different. Your job is not to correct somebody. Like, did he overreact? Don't make me defend Aziz Ansari. I don't find him funny in the slightest. But that's a different situation. You're not there to talk to... It's not a two-way conversation.
I understand that. I think what they... We're doing, I think for Nevadans, it's like a Pavlovian response. It's just like Nevada, Nevada. And that was it, right?
That's the only time he overreacted. But he lost the whole audience.
So the whole audience was gone. It took him a solid like 20 minutes to get him back. And that probably would happen with Pete Davidson too. Like, you know, I get it. If there's a no cell phone rule, don't be a jerk and pull out your cell phone.
But it did seem like he was, like, suddenly a few people did this thing, and then he just started attacking everybody in the crowd.
Well, he's sick and tired of seeing colleges, which is his bread and butter. He's tired of seeing college kids pull their phones out and record him when he's asked them not to.
So yell at everybody.
I mean, if anything, what he should do is just walk off stage then. Like, I feel like that actually would be better than to chastise not the younger generation, your peers.
Yeah.
You're 25. I know it feels like you've been part of our pop culture for 70 years at this point, but it's like... Pete came across poorly, I think, because he turned into the old man who doesn't want anyone on his lawn.
You know, he doesn't have to do colleges. If he's struggling so much with college students, don't do colleges.
I mean, that's his audience, though. That's his audience.
Well, then be
What's
nice
he gonna
to
do?
Your audience.
He's going to play Thunder Valley, you know? I don't think that's his audience. His audience are Ariana Grande fans. Like, they want to see, is he going to talk about Ariana and, you know, Saturday Night Live and stuff like that? You know, I'm
just saying, like, he wants to get all pissed off because he keeps going to colleges and people pull out their phone, which I'm not defending pulling out your phone. Did these people not have to put their phone in a pouch?
Well, they probably snuck it in.
Yeah, they probably did.
Oh.
I mean, that's, I understand what Pete's upset about. I understand what Aziz is upset about. Like, if you're doing stand-up comedy and you have a bit that you're working on, there is a rhythm to it. And anybody, just like if you were to throw something in front of a football player who's trying to do a run, like, it throws you off.
No, but your job is to be able to get back.
Yeah, but your job as an audience is to not ever talk to me. Laugh. That's it. That's all we need. Like, some people are better at crowd work, and some people, it throws them off completely. I saw Patton Oswalt once, and he lost it on the crowd, and justifiably so, because somebody was talking to him as he was building it through the whole rhythm of the bit off. Like, it was supposed to be this, like, this serious moment, and it got quieter and quieter and quieter, and then there was the punchline, and some jerk said something right at the wrong point, and it threw the whole thing off.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe Pete saw something, and he did. But, I mean, but you're Pete Davidson. Like, you've done really, really annoying stuff.
I mean, he did say, don't you want your parents to be proud of you? Pete, do you want your parents to be proud of you?
Parents, singular.
But
why?
His dad died 9/11.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Katie!
Push the button. Get me out of here!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.